Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
那弟兄姐妹，下午好。
I am thankful. It's my last message.
我很感谢主，这是我最后一堂了。
Could you please turn with me to the book of Luke?
请翻到路加福音。
Verse 18. I'm sorry, chapter 9.
第九章。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 18.
路加福音第九章第十八节。
And it came about that while he was praying alone, the disciples were with him. And he questioned them, saying, Who do the multitude say that I am? And they answered and said, John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, but others that one of the prophets of old has risen again. And he said to them, But who do you say that I am? And Peter answered and said, The Christ of God.
十八节，耶稣自己祷告的时候，门徒也同在那里。耶稣问他们说：“众人说我是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，还有人说是古时的一个先知又活了。”耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”彼得回答说：“是神所立的基督。”
John chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
John's Gospel chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
This is my commandment that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this.That one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Verse 17, this I command you, that you love one another.
约翰福音第十五章十二节。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为因仆人不知道主人所做的事。我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的都告诉你们了。第十七节，我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。
And brothers and sisters, if I could trouble you, we'll read 15 once more. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
我们再读一次十五节。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事。我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的，都已经都告诉你们了。
James,
雅各书
chapter 2,
第二章
verse
23, 第二十三节
James chapter 2, verse
23, 雅各书第二章第二十三节
And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
雅各书第二章第二十三节，这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。
Exodus,
出埃及记
the book of Exodus, chapter 33.
出埃及记第三十三章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Exodus 33:9. And it came about whenever Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak to Moses.When all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, all the people would arise and worship, each at the entrance of his tent. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses, face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend. When Moses returned to the camp, his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent.
出埃及记第33章第八节，当摩西出营到会幕去的时候，百姓就都起来，个人站在自己的帐篷的门口，望着摩西，只等到他进了会幕。会幕，摩西进会幕的时候，云柱降下来，立在会幕的门前。耶和华便与摩西说话。众百姓看见云柱立在会幕门前，就都起来，个人在自己帐幕的门口下拜。耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一样。摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Then Moses said to the Lord, See, thou dost say to me, Bring up this people. But thou thyself hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Moreover, thou hast said, I have known you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy sight, let me know thy ways, that I may know thee, so that I might find, that I may find favor in thy sight. Consider too that this nation is thy people.
第十二节，摩西对耶和华说，你吩咐我说，将这百姓领上去，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按你的名认识你，你在我眼前也蒙了恩。我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩。求你想到这民是你的民。
Finally, back to the Gospel of John, chapter 3.
最后翻到约翰福音第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 26.
约翰福音第三章第二十六节。
These are the disciples of John the Baptist.
是施洗约翰的话。
And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have borne witness, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him.John answered and said, A man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. Verse 29. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice.And so this joy of mine has been made full. He must increase, but I must decrease.
约翰福音第三章第二十六节，就来见约翰说，拉比从前同你在约旦河外，你所见证的那位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。约翰说，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。我曾说，我不是基督，是奉差遣在他面前的。你们自己可以给我做见证，娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着，听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Bow for a word of prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for faithfulness.
主，我们感谢你的信实。
And for your love that never let us go.
你那不舍弃我们的爱。
And Lord, this afternoon as we consider.That you have called us your friends.
说我们今天下午来思考你称我们为你的朋友。
Lord, we are taken aback.
说我们真是吃惊。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感。
How you have thought of us.
主啊，我们真是你对我们的意念是如此。
And how you have allowed us to be drawn near to you.
你允许我们来到靠近你的面前。
You showed us the things in your heart.
你把你的心向我们来打开。
And you didn't keep them hidden from us.
你没有把你的心向我们来隐藏。
We are no longer slaves.
我们不再是奴仆。
We have been made friends.
我们成了你的朋友。
Lord, we pray that you might teach us to treasure this.
主啊，求你来指教我们来珍惜这一些。
Thank you, Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
Please speak this afternoon.
今天下午求你来说话。
Have liberty.
在我们中间有自由。
And Lord, find open hearts ready to hear.
在我们中间有敞开的心来听你的话。
In the speaking and in the listening.
讲的和听的。
That we might all be listening for your voice.
我们都听你自己的声音。
We thank you, Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
And we worship you.
我们敬拜你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
Some brothers have asked me, so what exactly is your topic?
有弟兄问你这个你到底要想说什么？
Well, the Lord had put on my heart that he wanted, well, the brothers had said, share about something practical.
我们的弟兄跟我讲是要讲一些比较实际的东西。
And so I went to the Lord to ask for something that would be useful to the brothers and sisters.
那我就来到主面前问求一些比较有用的东西。
And so the Lord began to put on my heart some of the names by which he's referred to in the word.
主就给我一些的话，就是圣经里边我们主的名字。
And specifically, the Lord began to bring up names that showed that our Lord has an eye on eternity.
就是我们看到我们的主，他的眼目是放在永远的里边。
Just as our brother has been sharing to us in the morning.
就我们早上孙弟兄他所讲的。
The Lord has an eye on eternal things.
我们的主在永，他的眼目是放在永远的事情上。
And he has a purpose hidden in his heart that drives all of his decision making.
那在他心里边，他永远的旨意是来决定他，来决定他所做的决定。
And the set of names that the Lord had put on my heart was to show that he was this way.
所以他把这些名字放在我里边，就是来。显示他这是他的道路。
He is this way.
他就是这样一个道路。
And yet he is also the one.
另外他也是。
Who considers it his personal right and privilege.
那他是我们他个人的一个特权一个权利。
That when you or I stumble.
当你我都摔倒的时候。
Or we get lost in the dark.
我们在黑暗中走丢了。
Or we have fallen.
或者我们迷失了。
He considers it his personal right.
那他我们的主来这是来认为这是他自己个人的一件事情。
That he will come.
他要来。
To our side.
来到我们的旁边。
Hold us up.
把我们来举起来。
And lead us forward.
带我们往前去。
See, brothers and sisters, he's an amazing Lord this way.
他真是一个很奇妙的一位主。
Because when we're down, and we've fallen,
当我们下沉犯罪的时候
And our whole world is just the world around us.
我们的世界就是在我们四周围。
And I've given this example to our high schoolers in the past.
我曾经把这个例子给高中生们。
We sometimes have this feeling that when we've stumbled and fallen in the dark, that the Lord is so high up there.
当有的时候我们觉得在黑暗中摔跤绊倒了，我们觉得神在高高在上。
He's calling to us.
然后他在我们那边向我们来呼召。
Come up to where I am.
来到我这边来。
Climb up.
爬上去。
And try so hard to climb up.
你要很努力地往上爬。
Get our lives back in order.
把我们自己的生命要搞好。
And what we find is we keep falling.
但是我们发现我们就一直在那里失败。
Our nails are all filled with dirt.
我们的这个指甲都弄得很脏了。
We try so hard and we try again.
我们一次又一次的那么来尝试。
And we keep falling.
我们一直在那一面来失败。
You see, brothers and sisters, this is a misconception.
所以弟兄姐妹，你这个是一个不正确的认识。
This is the lie, the mimicry of the devil.
这是一实在是一个这个仇敌的一个诡计。
Because what we know of our Lord is.
我们所认识的这位主。
He comes to where we are.
他来到我们所在的地方。
He comes to our side.
他来到我们的旁边身边。
Sometimes he sits there next to us for quite some time.
他有的时候花很多时间就坐在我们的旁边。
Until all of a sudden we realize.
直到我们。
What are you doing here?
我说我们发现就是在问他你在这边干什么呢。
And the Lord tells, you know, I've never left.
主只是说我从来就没有离开过你的身边。
He's been there the whole time.
他一直都在那边。
And then when time comes and we're ready.
所以时间到了我们也准备好了。
The Lord will say, you know, let's go.
主说我们走吧。
Come with me.
跟我来。
I know how to get out of this place.
我知道怎么带你离开这个地方。
And when we take a second look at him.
当我们再看这件事情的时候。
What we realize is that this is the God of glory.
这实在是一个荣耀的一个神。
And all the fullness of God.
神一切的丰富
is in him.
都在他里边。
The eternal longings.
那个永远的一个渴慕。
The highest purpose.
最高的旨意。
The glory.
荣耀。
And he was sitting there in the dark.
但是他却坐在黑暗的里边。
Waiting for us to be able to realize that we don't want to be here anymore.
等我们来明白我们更不想在那种黑暗的情况底下。
The God of glory came down.
荣耀的神降下来。
He came down to save us.
降下来来拯救我们。
And he came to show us his ways.
来给我们彰显他的道路。
He is approachable.
他是可以接近的一位。
He is light.
他是光。
But he is love.
但是他也是爱。
And he is life.
他也是生命。
And the light shines in the darkness.
光照在黑暗当中。
And he has no fear of the dark.
他对黑暗没有惧怕。
And he came to our side.
他来到我们身边。
Many of us can testify to this.
我们很多人都可以来为这件事情来做见证。
He found me when I was lost.
当我走迷的时候，他找到了我。
My starting point was when I was nothing.
我的起点是什么？是一无所事，一无所有。
And he sat there with me.
他坐在我的旁边。
For so long.
很长的一段时间。
As I debated with him.
我和他辩论。
I was rebellious against him.
我向他来反叛。
And I told him to his face that I wanted nothing to do with him.
我就直接跟他讲，我根本就不想跟你有任何关系。
And he just waited.
他就一直在那边等我。
Until I saw.
直到我看到。
That he was my savior.
他是我的救主。
And when we looked again closely.
当我们再仔细来看的时候。
We saw.
我们看到了。
That glory came down.
荣耀。降下来
and sat next to us.
就坐在我们身旁。
This is how he is.
这就是我们的主。
So this was the burden in my heart.
这是我心里的一个负担。
That when we would speak of his light,
当我们来讲到他的光的时候
we might know that he is love.
我们就知道他也是爱。
And when we could finally see that light and love were bound together in one,
当我们发现光还有爱融在一起的时候
we found that he was real life.
我们就发现他是真正的生命
he walks with us
他与我们同行每天与我们同行
and this is the amazing thing about him.
这是真是奇妙的一件事情
and we also shared yesterday
昨天我们也讲到
that he is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
他是犹大支派的狮子
he is the root of David.
他是大卫的根
he is overcome.
他得胜了
and he is worthy
他配得
to take the book,
拿起那卷书卷来
and break its seals.
揭开七印
And brothers and sisters, we share that only one could do this.
我们昨天也分享到只有一位配得做这样的事情
He is the perfect one.
那是完美的那一位
No sin.
没有罪
And yet he came down to this earth.
但是他来到这个世上
And somehow he was made perfect.
但是他又成为完全
The perfect made perfect.
是完全的又成为完全
He learned obedience through suffering.
他通过苦难学了顺从
Now what right did the Son of God have to learn suffering?
神的儿子有什么需要来学习一个通过苦难来学习什么东西
It was not supposed to be this way.
根本不应该是这么一回事情
Of all those who did not deserve such a thing.
他根本就不配得这些不应该来经过这些事情。
He would have been at the top of that list.
他应该那些不配得他应该是在名单的第一位。
The only one on the list.
其实只有他一位。
And yet by his choosing.
但是通过他的选择。
When his father sent him.
当他的父来差遣他。
He was found not only worthy.
不仅他是配。
But he was willing.
他也愿意。
Worthy.
配得。
And willing.
也愿意。
This is our Lord.
这是我们的主。
And he came down to where we were.
他来到我们所在的地方。
So that we might know him.
我们可以来认识他。
And find in him.
在他里边找到。
Someone who was so down to earth.
一位很现实实际的一位。
And yet in him.
在他里边。
We had to look twice.
我们要多看几次。
Because he really was the great one.
因为他实在是那伟大的那一位。
He really is the great one.
他是伟大的那一位。
And somehow he decided that he would manifest this to us.
但是他要决定，他要把自己这样的自己来向我们来启示。
You know, brothers and sisters, life is hard.
你知道我们的生活很艰难。
We all know this.
我们都知道。
He is with us.
但是他与我们同在。
He is always near to us.
他一直与我们。离我们很近
And that one who is near to us
那与我们很近的这一位
is the one who is filled with purpose，
是有满有这个旨意的这一位
plans，
有计划的一位
promises，
有应许的一位
trustworthy，
他是配得我们所信靠的
faithful，
他是信实的
for all of these things the reason is
这一切的原因
he has determined a purpose for each of our lives，
他对我们每一位的生命里边都有一个旨意
He has planned something for us.
他为我们都预备了一些的东西。
And so that's why the Lord put on my heart the first two names.
所以神就把头两个名字放在我心里。
It was like heaven came down.
就好像天降下来。
And today, the Lord put another name on my heart.
那今天神又把另外一个名字放在我心里。
And that is friend.
那就是朋友。
Now, brothers and sisters, this word friend is not one that we use commonly.
那这个
I should say routinely with the Lord.
或者这个朋友不是我们平常日常所用朋友那个用法。
And with good reason.
是有理由的。
Because there's a temptation when we think of our friend in the Lord to not give him the proper place.
因为我们要如果要提到主是我们的朋友的话，我们就很容易就不把我们的主放在正确的位置上。
So in my notes, I wrote friend and I put capital F.
所以在我的笔记里边，我写这个朋友，这个朋友英文这第一个字母是大写的。
Because we don't want to make him common.
因为我们不想让他成为一个就是很平常普通的一位。
Now these days, the word friend is used fairly frequently.
那我们现在我平时朋友这个词用的很平常。
You know, for those who have a Facebook.
如果你有你有脸谱的话。
Friend somehow became a verb.
这个朋友这个词成了一个动词。
I friended you.
我加你成我我加你朋友了。
Or we think of BFF.
或者是那个 BFF 最好的朋友
，is that best friends forever，
永远最好的朋友。
But of course that doesn't last a long time。
当然这不会很长时间其实。
So brothers and sisters, we don't want to say this lightly。
所以我们不想很轻易的用这个词。
The Lord used the word friend in different contexts。
我们的主用朋友是在不一样的这个环境底下。
He told those who didn't believe in him and he called them friend。
他称为那些不信他的人为朋友。
But we're also told in Proverbs that there is a friend closer than a brother.
但是我们在那个箴言里边讲到一个
friend closer than a brother, a blood brother.
就是一个朋友是亲过一个肉体的一个弟兄。
And so.What we realize is that the word friend can be used by the Lord in many different situations.
所以我们的主这个词朋友可以用在很多不同的上下文里边。
And we want to be careful not to make the Lord common.
所以我们要小心不要把我们的主放视为平常。
But on the other hand, the name is true.
但是另外一方面，这个名字这个抬头是真实的。
Friend is a very special word.
朋友是个很特殊的词。
And you know, you can look for, try to find a definition. It's hard to find them.
如果你要给朋友下定义，不太容易。
There's one that I like by the American writer T.S. Eliot.
那我喜欢的一个定义是一个美国作家，一个 Telly 这个人写的。
He says, when you're with a friend,
他说当你和朋友在一起
，it's the comfort of feeling safe.
就是那种觉得安全很舒适那种感觉。
Neither to weigh thoughts.
也不用
weigh thoughts or ponder what weigh thoughts nor measure words. Meaning you can be yourself. You can say what's in your heart and feel comfortable.
就是你的想法，你的话，你可以很自由，没有什么限制，在你朋友面前来说出来。
And again, in the reverence of God.
那是说到神的话。
The Lord.Is seeking this.
我们的主在寻找这样的事情。
The Lord longs to be able to speak with us.
我们的主渴慕和我们来有沟通。
The Lord longs to travel our days with us.
我们的主愿意和我们来过我们的每一天。
Go on our journeys with us.
我们在我们生命的道路上面。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
And This is his heart's desire.
这是他心里的渴慕。
That we would not be far away from him.
我们不要离他很远。
We remember near the end of the Lord's ministry.
我们记得在主世上，主在地上服事的快寂寥的时候。
In Luke chapter 22.
在路加福音第二十二章。
Let's turn to it together.
我们翻到那边，路加福音第二十二章。
In verse 28.
第二十八节。
Now he's gathered there with his disciples.
他和他的使徒们在一起。
And his disciples had begun to compare one another.
然后他们就开始彼此比较。
Which one of us is the greatest?
谁是最大的。
And the Lord said in verse 28.
那主在二十八节那里说。
You are those who have stood by me in my trials.
我在磨练之中常和我同在的就是你们。
So he was saying to them,
所以他在跟他们讲
that you guys have gone on a journey with me.
你们和我走过这么多的道路。
He very much loved his disciples.
他非常爱他的使徒。
And there was some passing of time in which they were together.
过了一段，他们花很多时间都是在一起的。
And over this period of time, when the Lord would endure his trials,
当我们的主在磨练当中
he had these with him who...whom he loved.
这些他所爱的这些使徒都是和他在一起。
And I think he knew that they had begun to love him.
那他们也发现他们也是实在是爱他的。
And this was in a very true sense.
这实在是一个很真实的一种情况。
The Lord had become a friend to them.
我们的主成为他们的朋友。
And they had become friends to him.
他们也成了主的朋友。
But again,We're careful to say this, the Lord is the Lord.
但是我们要很小心地说主还是我们的主。
But it was in everyday life.
但是在每天的生活当中。
Over the passing of time.
我们过时间这么慢慢过去。
Through trials.
在磨难当中。
That they had grown together.
他们就是在一起来成长。
Now all of us, brothers and sisters, have trials.
那弟兄姐妹我们都有磨难。
Some we can speak of.
有些我们可以说出来
and others that we can't.
有其他我们说不出来
but there's one to whom we can tell all things.
但是有一个我们可以就是可以讲得很清楚
and we have no secrets with him.
我们也不用没有任何所隐瞒的
he is not embarrassed.
他也不会觉得有什么尴尬
to be our Lord.
来做我们的主
and he already knows.
他已经知道其实
what good is it to hide it from him?
那你还有什么理由要隐瞒呢
and so,What happens is that this passing of time through the passing of trials drew them together.
所以在磨练的这些过程当中，他把他们都聚集在一起。
It was real life.
是真实的生活。
Now, when the Lord becomes our friend,
当我们的主成为我们的朋友
we need to know something about him.
那我们要知道一点关于他的事情。
Sometimes we feel that friends will overlook.Our failings.
有的时候我们觉得我们的朋友不会太在乎或注意我们的失败。
Or they might be tolerant of our sins.
或者他们会来容忍我们的犯罪。
Well, the Lord is not that kind of friend.
我们的主不是这样的朋友。
The Lord will point out where we have fallen.
我们的主会指出来我们在哪里跌倒。
And he will put his finger on our sins.
他会把他的指出来我们的罪。
But you know he has a way about him.
但是他有一点特殊的。
He can do it and we feel differently than if someone else did.
他指出罪的时候和其他人来指出来就感觉不一样。
I always remember the woman by the well.
我一直记得在井边那个女人。
She was an adulterer, I don't know how many times.
我不知道她是犯了多少次奸淫的一个女人。
And she came and was talking to the Lord.
她来那边和与主谈话。
And the Lord told her all of these things.
然后主就把那些事情都跟她说出来了。
You have had 5 husbands.
你有五个丈夫。
And the one whom you are with is not your husband.
你现在和你在一起的也不是你的丈夫。
And she went back to the city.
那他回到城市里面。
Now someone had pointed out all of my worst sins.
有一位指出我所有的罪所有的罪都指出来了。
You know, you might want to keep it secret.
你知道你应该把这些丑闻你自己不要说出来。
But she went to everyone.
但是他告诉所有的人。
I found this man.
我找到这个人。
He pointed out all of my sins.
他指出我所有的罪来。
And it was something that lifted off of her.
他不是好像把这些罪从他身上拿走了。
And she was telling them, is he the one?
他说他是不是那一位呢？
You see, the Lord has his way.
你看我们的主有他自己的方法。
He can draw near to us.
他可以来靠近我们。
Our friend.
作为一个朋友。
And he has a way of telling us.
他也有他的方法来告诉我们。
This is an area that is keeping you separated from me.
这些是把你和我所分开的原因。
And nobody else even knows sometimes. Well, maybe others know, but they haven't told you.
别的人也可能不知道，反正我还没有告诉你。
But the Lord will tell us.
但是我们的主会告诉我们。
These things.
这些的事情。
And we feel at ease.
我们就有平安。
If we're listening.
如果我们愿意听的话。
And brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
He's longing for this nearness to us.
他渴慕我们这样的亲密。
Friendship is forged over time.
友谊是通过时间来达成的。
Through experiences.
也通过经历来达成的。
And he is ready to go through life with us.
他准备好了和我们一同走过我们生命的这段道路。完全百分之百。
Every moment.
每一刻。
All of our struggles.
我们所有的挣扎。
All of our joys.
我们所有的喜乐。
The question is.
问题就是。
Whether we invite him.
我们愿不愿意来邀请他。
Whether we are willing to acknowledge him.
来承认他。
Because he's always there.
因为他总一直都在那边。
He's waiting.
他在等。
You know, I think if you were mean to your BFF.
如果你对那位你所称为永远最好的朋友那位你这么讲的话。
Yeah, at some point they won't be your BFF anymore.
肯定到什么时候他就不会成为你永远最好的朋友。
The Lord in this way is remarkable.
所以我们的主的道路非常的奇妙。
Because love is long suffering.
因为爱是恒久的忍耐。
And eternity is a condition.
永远当然是一种状态。
And he is willing to wait for us for a very, very long time.
那他就愿意等我们很长很长的时间。
Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
So, on that night that he told his disciples that you are those who have been with me, who have stood by me in my trials.
那天晚上他跟他门徒讲你们是在我磨难当中和我一同走过来的。
He told them something else.
他也跟他们讲了一些其他的事情。
In chapter 15.
路加福音第十约翰福音第十五章。
Oh, did I say John chapter 15?
约翰福音第十五章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
He was telling them first, abide in me.
他首先跟他们讲你们要住在我里边。
Live in me.
住在我里边。
And then he told them.
然后他又跟他们讲。
This is a commandment to you.
这是一个命令。
In verse 12.
第十二节。
You must love one another.
你们要彼此相爱。
And brothers and sisters, he meant it.
那我们弟兄姐妹，我们的主，他的确是这么是他的意思就是这个样子。
This was such an important instruction.
这是很重要的一个命令。
He wanted these disciples to love one another after he would depart.
他要他离开以后，他的门徒彼此相爱。
Go on together.
在一起。
Serve together.
一起来服侍。
Be bound together.
来一起来。在一起
and have some vision of what we are doing.
然后他们所做的要有一个意向
and he elaborated.
然后他就解释
he told them,
他跟他们讲
greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends.
那
this verse 13.
第十三节像那里说人为朋友舍命人的爱心没有比这个更大的。
And so he mentions friendship.
所以他讲到友谊。
But this is a friendship that is in light of eternity.
那这个友谊是在永远的背景下。
He was telling them that you must lay down your lives for one another.
他跟他的门徒讲，你们要放下舍己来为着你的弟兄来舍己。
This is the sacrificing love.
这个是。舍己的一个爱。
And the Lord was saying, lay down your lives one for another.
我们的主说，你们彼此要舍己。
Think of each other as more important than yourselves.
视别人比你自己更重要。
And of course, in a very short period of time,
当然在
the Lord would demonstrate this in his own life.
当然在很短的时间之内，他自己就用他亲身来展示这到底是这是他是什么意思。
In God's eyes,
在神的眼里边
，the depth of his sense of friendship is this.
他对神。神对友谊这个词的深刻的认识是 这样。
It's not just if you treat me nicely, I'll treat you nicely.
你对我好，我就对你好。
His sense of friendship was lay down your lives one for another.
他的解释就是我们彼此要舍己。
And brothers and sisters, how important this is to us today.
那弟兄姐妹，这个对我们今天来说是多么重要。
It is a testimony of God's life in the church.
这个是神生命在教会当中一个见证。
We shared it yesterday in Judah's life.
我们昨天在犹大的生命里面。
That if we counted carefully, we would have many offenses, probably that I've made to you.
如果我们数的话，我可能我得罪你们有很多的地方。
And brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姐妹们
，The Lord was saying,
我们的主他在那里说
，That friendship in my eyes.
在我眼中的友谊。
Lay down your lives one for another.
是你们彼此舍己，彼此舍己。
And this was so important to him.
对他来说是很非常重要。
And he went on.
他继续说。
He said, "You are my friends."
你们是我的朋友。
And then we see how important this commandment was.
然后我们看到这个命令是多么重要。
He says, "If you do what I command."
如果你做，你们执行我所命令你们的。
Now think for a moment, brothers and sisters. You are my friends.
我们想一下，你们是我的朋友。
This phrase
那这句话
is, you know, when we think of him and we think of us, there's no connection from a worth point of view.
我们想想他，又想想我们自己，我们世人眼里看来根本就没有什么关系。
But we have already shared.
那我们已经讲过了。
His heart is this.
他的心是这样。
He longs for us.
他渴慕我们。
Be near to him.
来。靠近走靠近
Share our lives with him.
和他来分享我们的生命
But the friendship is by his definition.
这个友谊是他的定义
Is much more than we think.
远超
With our superficial friendships in the world.
远超过我们世界上所很肤浅的那个友谊
Lay down your lives for your friends.
为着你的朋友来舍己
That means one to another.
彼此
And it also means us to our friend, capital F.
也是针对我们对我们那一位天上的朋友。
And he continues.
然后他继续。
And this next verse, brothers and sisters, is blows our mind.
然后下一节就很了不起了。
He told them.
他跟他们讲。
No longer do I call you slaves.
以后我不再第十五节以后我不再称你们为仆人。
For the slave does not know what his master is doing.
因仆人不知道主人所做的事。
But I have called you friends.
我乃称你们为朋友。
For all things that I have heard from my father, I have made known to you.
因为我从我父所听见的，已经都告诉你们了。
And brothers and sisters, here we have his definition of friends.
那这里边就是神，我们的主所下对朋友对朋友的这个定义。
And that is to say that if you those who are not my friends.
就是说那些。不是我朋友的。
They are not my friends because they don't know what I am doing.
他们不是我的朋友，因为他们不知道我所做的。
But you are my friends.
你们是我的朋友。
Because I have revealed to you what I am doing.
因为我告诉你们我所做的。
And brothers and sisters, it speaks of purpose.
那我们弟兄姐妹就讲到一个旨意。
And direction.
一个方向。
And his heart's desire.
他心里的一个渴望。
You know our brothers.Are sharing to us about these matters of purpose.
我们的弟兄在分享到这个旨意目的。
I was sharing with somebody. We listen. I listen. I think how are mere mortals able to listen to these things?
那我觉得我们这些都是普普通通的人，我们怎么能够接触到这些事情呢
？In this Bible.
那这个圣经里边。
Hidden in the words.
在隐藏在话里边。
Is purpose
是有一个旨意
，and eternity
永远
，and things of God's heart
在藏在神心里的东西
，and He revealed them to us
他向我们来启示
，and it is our proof
那是对我们来说是一个证据
，that we are His friends
我们是他的朋友
，because in this verse it's exactly what He says
因为这节就是清楚的指出这一点
，I revealed them to you
我告诉你们了
，because you are my friends
因为你们是我的朋友
，and so what we see, brothers and sisters,
所以我们所看到的
is it is a great privilege to be his friend
能成他的朋友是一个极大的特权。
And that he is my friend.
他也是我的朋友。
Again, it not only encompasses in this way, it's the opposite direction, things of the daily life.
那这个和日常生活来相比，这是完全相反的一个方向一个东西。
But it goes up to heaven.
这个就是走向天上的。
You know our first two names.
头两个名字
it's like heaven came down to earth.
是天来到地上
But in this name,
那这个名字
it's like a daily name.
是日常平常每天的一个名字
that leads us to heaven.
带我们到天上
Our friendship with him,
我们与他的友谊
allows us to see the things in his heart.
让我们可以看到他心里的事情
to go on,
来往前
and to live a life with purpose.
来活一个有目的有旨意的一个生活。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
this is what he tells us about what his definition is of friendship.
这个是我们主对友谊下的定义。
And so, we must look at friendship in, according to these guidelines.
所以我们要谈友谊的话我们要根据这个这些的这些的定义。
Now,An example that we might have, each of us, might be our spouse.
那对我们来说，我们的一个朋友的一个例子就是我们的夫妻之间。
You know, my friend, most of us, I hope, including me, our spouse is our friend.
很多人包括我起码希望我们夫妻之间都是朋友。
I would suggest that my friendship with my wife.
我希望我和我妻子之间的这个友谊
is quite different, say, than a friendship that I have with someone at my work.
与我在我工作同事之间的友谊，应该我希望是不一样的。
There's a depth.
有一个深度。
There is a laying down of my life for another.
那有一个舍己的爱在那里。
There's a sharing of purpose.
有一个共享一个旨一个目的。
And understanding that even if I don't talk to her about something, that there is a direction in which we are going.
虽然我可能有时候不跟她讲，不跟我妻子讲，但是我们都知道，我们都有同有一个目的。
The example falls quite short.
这个例子很少，很简单。
But what it shows us is there are very varying degrees of friendship.
但是友谊有不同深度程度的友谊。
But here what we see is that the Lord's calling for friendship.Is that he would show us the things in his heart.
那主所给我们看的友谊是为了让我们来看到他心里边的东西。
It's so important because when we take walks with him,
当我们与他同行
or we pray,
我们祷告
we can talk to him about the things that are important to him.
我们可以讲对他来说是重要的东西。
Now maybe not yet in fullness if I don't hasn't been shown to me yet.
也可能完全还没有向我启示，我还不能完全的来表达出来。
But you know when we speak to him, we can talk to him about the things that are in his heart.
但是我们跟他讲的时候，我们可以跟说出来我们主心里的东西。
Otherwise, what will we talk to him about?
那不然的话，那我们跟他讲什么呢
？Because that separates us.
因为那些是把我们要分开了。
But the Lord is longing to show us the things in His heart.
但是我们的主渴望把他心里的事情向我们来启示。
We might journey together.
所以我们可以与他同行。
Bound together.
在一起。
Have things to talk about.
有共同的话语。
And He brings it to where we are.
来带到我们现在所在的地方。
Because His purposes.
因为他的目的的旨意。
Are in all the days of our life.
只在我们每生活中每一天。
Small things,
小事情。
Big things,
大事情。
Long-term life things,
长远的东西。
His purposes encompass ours.
那他的旨意在这些事情都在这些事情上。
Now a couple of months ago, I spoke at another conference, and Dana ribbed me a little bit.
两个月以前我在一个特会讲然后我们康Dana弟兄他就这个
And I plead guilty to what he ribbed me of.
他就来好像在指责我那我也承认我犯错了。
Because I was trying to speak so that a certain group might hear.
那他因为那时候我在说因为有特别一群人在我们在当中。
The millennials.
千年 千禧年那帮年轻人。
And what happens is we've heard these words so many times.
因为我们这个词用的太多了。
That its impact gets lost on us.
对我们的这个意思就好像没有那么深了。
But what I was trying to convey is that the everyday life are the things of our life.
那我想说的就是我们每天生活中的那些事情。
The story of our life.
我们生活中的故事。
The amazing thing is the Lord has taken my puny life.
奇妙的事情就是神把我生命中那些微不足道的东西。
The story of this puny life, and He has created it such that my life is part of His testimony.
就是把这些微不足道的故事，他转换成为他见证。
That in the story of my life, it can be incorporated into the story of what the Lord is doing.
所以我生命中的故事可以成为我们主见证的一部分。
And you know, brothers and sisters, that is quite a remarkable thought.
弟兄姐妹，这实在是一个很了不起的一件事情。
But it's so real.
那是很真实的。
It's the truth.
也是真实，是真理。
And this is why He's the God who of eternity but came down to one moment.
所以在永远中的神来到时间那一刻。
To be with us.
和我们同在。
Grow us up.
来。 使我们成长,
Show us what He is doing. So that we might be His friends. Now there are three specific examples in the Bible. Where the Lord called them friends.
主称他们为朋友。
And I think this friendship is the one that He described in John chapter 15.
Now
we read the first in the book of James.
第一处就是在雅各书那边所读到的第二章。
And it just gives us who it is. It's Abraham, your friend.
就说出亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
And if we can turn to 2 Chronicles,
我们翻到, 历代之下,
it's the Lord tells it to us ahead. And that was 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
历代之下第20章,
verse 7. Didst thou... This is again, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 7. Didst thou not, O our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and give it to the descendants of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they lived in it, and have built thee a sanctuary there for thy name, saying, Should evil come upon us, the sword or judgment or pestilence or famine, we will stand before this house and before thee, for thy name is in this house. And cry to thee in our distress, and thou wilt hear and deliver us.
历代之下20章第7节，我们的神呐，你不是曾在你民以色列人面前驱逐这地的居民，将这地赐给你朋友亚伯拉罕后裔为永远为业吗？他们在这地又称为你名，建造圣所，说倘有祸患临到我们，或刀兵灾殃。 或瘟疫饥荒，我们在极难的时候站在这殿向你呼求，你必垂听而拯救，因为你的名在这殿里。Now,
who was Abraham?
亚伯拉罕是谁？
We all are so familiar with him.
我们很熟悉。And
what did he do that he became God's friend?
他做什么他就成为神的朋友了？
I think that Abraham had a depth of experience over time.
那我想亚伯拉罕通过时间，他有一个很深的经历。And
during this time, he journeyed with the Lord.
在那段时间，他与神同行。He
shared his life with the Lord.
他与神共享生命。He
struggled with him.
他与神挣扎。And
he obeyed.
然后他听从。We
remember that he gave up his inheritance.
我们记得他把产业拿出来了。In
the world.
世上的产业,
for another inheritance.
为了拿到另外的一个产业,
and he left, and in Hebrews, the author tells us he knew not where he was going.
希伯来说他根本不知道他要去哪里,
but he moved forward by faith.
但是因着信他就往前,
simply because he was told.
因为神是这么跟他讲,
and he believed.
他相信,
and we know that he went through many adventures with the Lord.
他和神经历很多的
And he entrusted his life to him. And when we read his story, we read sort of like staccato. You know, you've got a moment, and then another moment, and then another moment.
那他的生命就像在生命这一点发生什么，另外一面发生什么，一点一点一点这样子。
But the truth is that so much of our experience with the Lord is in the weeds.
那很多时候我们与和神的经历都是在那个草丛当中。
Not in the high times.
不是在那个高潮的时候。
And Abraham had a life with the Lord.
亚伯拉罕和神的经历。
When he came into the promised land.
当他来到应许之地。
He still lived in tents.
他还住在帐篷当中。
With his son, with Isaac and with Jacob.
和他的儿子这个以撒和他孙子雅各。
And he was always, they were intense, they were ready to move.
他们一直住在帐篷里边，随时都可以走。
When the Lord would call,
当我们的神呼召他，
he would go.
他就会走。
And you know, he developed this relationship with the Lord.
然后他与神就有这么一个关系。
He found that the Lord was trustworthy.
他就明白神是可信的。
Now, brothers and sisters, the Lord knows trust is earned.
我们的神知道这个配得别人信你是你是需要来你要努力来得到的。
And he is longing to earn our trust.
他愿意得到我们的信靠。
This is part of the friendship.
这是友谊的一部分。
He wants for us to entrust our days to him.
他愿意我们把我们每一天都交托在他手里。
And sometimes when the next step is not exactly visible,
当有的时候我们下一步不是很清楚。
Then we have some sense that that's where the Lord wants us to go.
但是我们有感觉，那是神要我们带我们往那个方向走。
To take a step of faith.
要往前走出那信心那一步。
To wander into the invisible.
走到那所看不见的那里。
Then, brothers and sisters, we're entirely falling on the faithfulness of our Lord.
我们那走出那一步之后，我们完全就在走在神的信实当中。
Because we believe that He'll be there with us.
因为我们相信他会在那里为我们。
And if this is where He wants us to go, we will go.
所以他让我们去往哪里去，我们就跟随。
And Abraham lived this life of faith.
然后亚伯拉罕就活出一个信心的生活。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, the Bible tells us that without faith.It is impossible to please God.
Yeah, 希伯来书十一章第六节那里说，人若没有信，就不能讨神的喜悦。
And Abraham lived such a life of faith that he was pleasing to God.
亚伯拉罕有如此大的信心，他真是讨神的喜悦。
Now this is one of the characteristics of friendship.
那这是神这一个友谊的一个特点。
That when we're together, there's a pleasing.
所以我们在一起就是很彼此讨喜悦。
And Abraham lived this way.
亚伯拉罕就活在这种情况当中。
Of course, the greatest moment.
所以最大的那一刻。
Recorded in Hebrews 11.
在希伯来书第十一章。
Of Abraham's life.
亚伯拉罕的生命。
Was when he was his precious son.
他宝贝的儿子。
Isaac.
以撒。
The child of promise.
应许的儿子。
In whom was all of his hope.
他所有的盼望。
And he knew it was all of the Lord's purpose.
那也他也知道是神的旨意。
In this boy.
在这个小孩子当中
，He was asked to offer him up.
那神要他把他奉献。
And we remember that Abraham did so.
我们也记得亚伯拉罕也这么做了。
And just before he completed the physical act,
当亚伯拉罕要杀死以撒那一刻
，Isaac had been tied down.
以撒被绑住了。
And the sword was out.
那把刀在他手里。
The Lord told him to stop.
神对他说要停住手。
Outwardly, nothing had happened.
外面什么都没有发生。
But inwardly the deed had already been done.
在里边这件事情已经成就了。
Because he had committed to follow the Lord's instruction.
因为他要来遵行神的旨意。
He believed.
那他信了。
That in Isaac.
在以撒里边。
Was the promise.
是神的应许。
And he was right.
那他也对。
He believed that the Lord told him to offer him up.
那他也相信神要求他把以撒献上。
As the Lord had.
那也像我们的主一样。
But he believed that the Lord would raise him from the dead.
但是他相信主会把他从死里把他升起来。
He so believed it.
他绝对的相信。
That he was going to strike him down.
他会把他来击打。
And the Lord had him stop.
那神就让他住手。
This faith, brothers and sisters.
那这种的信。
Is a belief that purpose is still in God's hands.
就是信。神的旨意还是在掌控在神的手中。
Promise and hope are in God.
应许和盼望都是在乎神。
And he will be faithful to his purpose.
神会 对他的应许会忠 会忠实。
And his purpose is in my life.
他的旨意是在我的生命当中。
And sometimes, brothers and sisters, we fear that if we yield this to him,
有的时候我们觉得我们向他来委身
that our life will be a loss of joy.
我们生命里面好像就会失去喜乐。
But what we don't realize is that the Lord's purpose is specifically in our lives.
但是我们不明白的就是我们主的旨意就是很具体的在我们生活当中。
And sometimes he's asking us to go in a direction.
有的时候他让我们走到一个地方。
And it seems like it makes no sense.
好像根本就没有任何理由。
Or he closes doors.
或有时候他把一些门关掉了。
And we have to move forward in faith.
但是我们还是要通过信心往前。
But what we can rest in.
但是我们可以找到安慰的。
Have faith in.
我们可以有信心的。
Is that he has planted his purpose into our lives.
他把他的旨意放在我们生活当中。
Purpose singular.
有只有一个旨意。
And he's planted that into our lives.
他把旨意种在我们生活当中。
When we long to be his friends.
当我们愿意成为他的朋友。
He's shown us his direction.
他指示给我们的方向。
But it's hard, brothers and sisters.
但是很不容易。
It's hard to let go.
很难放弃一些东西。
But one thing we learn about Abraham.
那有一点我们学的关乎亚伯拉罕的。
Is that what he did was pleasing to God.
他所做的是讨神喜悦的。
Faith pleases God.
信是讨神喜悦的。
The Bible's interesting about when it talks about pleasing God.
圣经讲到讨神喜悦的东西的时候。
In Ephesians.
在以弗所书。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
The Bible tells us it's an interesting little instruction.
就是指出一个很有意思的一个指教。
The Holy Spirit is giving us a chance.
圣灵给我们一个机会。
So the Bible reads, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord in the New American Standard. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
以弗所书五章十节，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
So if you asked me for my purpose.
如果你要问我的目的是在哪里
if I were a mature person,
如果是我是一个成熟的人
a mature man would say, I am pleasing the Lord.
成熟人说我要讨主的喜悦
well, perhaps that doesn't apply to me.
可能跟我没有什么关系
then I might say, well, I'm learning to please the Lord.
然后我就说我在学习怎么讨神的喜悦
well, maybe that doesn't apply to me.
好像跟我也没有关系
and in Ephesians chapter 5, it tells me, you should try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
那边以弗所五章十节那里就说查验何为主所喜悦的事。
But the heart
但是心
is so important.
是很重要的。
We may not know exactly the way.
我们不可能可能不知道具体的道路在哪里。
We may stumble all over ourselves.
我们可能到处摔跤。
But in the deepest part of our heart,
但是在我们心的最深处
if we had an interaction with the Lord,
如果我们与神有这样一个交通
Lord, I'm trying to learn what is pleasing to you.
主我在学习验查何为你所喜悦的事。
I long to know.
我想真是想知道。
And I'm willing to go in that direction.
我真是愿意向那个方向而走。
It is a good thing.
这是正确对好的事情。
Isn't it funny how sometimes we don't know what decision to make?
那有时候很可笑，我们不知道该怎么做决定。
And we think by the Lord's grace we'll close all of the options except for one.
然后神就把所有其他的选择都关掉，除了一个。
But the Lord has done so many times for us, and we all testify. He closes all the options except for two.
那有的时候神也会，我们都可以有这样的经历，神除了两个，其他的选择都关掉。
And we have to go to Him.
我们要来到他面前。
And struggle.
来挣扎
and try to learn what is pleasing to him.
来验查什么是他所喜悦的事情。
But with faith,
通过信心
we can please him.
我们来可以来讨他的喜悦。
Look at 2 Corinthians,
看哥林多后书
chapter 5,
第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6.
哥林多第五章第六节。哥林多后书
Well, we'll just read verse 9.
我们读第九节。
Therefore also we have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to him.
哥林多后书第五章第九节。所以无论是在住在身内离开身外我们立了志向要得主的喜悦。
So here we see that we have an ambition in our life.
所以我们看到我们有一个志向。
To be pleasing to him.
要得主的喜悦。
This matter pleasing him is a matter of faith.
那 得主的喜悦是一个信心的事情。
Because oftentimes when we try to please him, there's a consequence in the world.
那很多时候我们要讨主的喜悦，在世界上就有一个反应，一个结果。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
it's what friends do.
朋友就做这样的事情。
We try to please him.
我们要得主的喜悦，他的喜悦。
The incredible thing is he is trying to come near to us.
那很大的事情就是他要来我们的身边。
A friend to friend.
就成为朋友和朋友的关系。
Capital F friend to lowercase f friend.
有大写字母的朋友和一般的朋友。
But it's very real.
但是很真实的。
Now should we move forward in our lives by faith?
我们要不要通过信心来往前走呢？
And live to please him.
来讨他的喜悦呢？
Brothers and sisters, we might find our friend.
弟兄姐妹，我们可能会找到我们的一位朋友。
And as we please him in small things.
当我们在小事情来讨他的喜悦。
What we begin to find is our friend begins to reveal to us the things in his heart.
我们就发现他开始把他心里的事情向我来启示。
We think what kind of impact would having the Lord help me with this daily decision have on eternal things?
那我们就问，每天主帮在小事情帮我们帮忙，那和永远的旨意有什么关系呢？
But this is how he reaches us.
那这就是神来达到我们的方法。
Small things.
小事情。
In which we try to please him.
来在小事上来讨他的喜悦。
By faith.
通过信心。
And to bigger things.
然后到大的事情。
And soon that's how we grow.
这是我们成长的过程。
It's a great, it's full of grace.
都是他的恩典。
So friends.
所以朋友。
The Lord calls us friends.
主称我们为他的朋友。
Because he's revealed to us what he is doing.
因为他告诉我们他所做的事情。
What about Moses?
摩西呢？
Exodus 33.
出埃及记第33章。
In Exodus 33, the Bible tells us.
出埃及记33章那里说。
That Moses set up a tent.
摩西建了帐幕。
And he called it the tent of meeting.
他告诉我们这是一个会幕。
And when the Lord would come to speak to him, the cloud would come to that tent.
当神要与他说话，云就降到会幕上。
And when the people saw the pillar coming, they'd come and stand up.
当民看到云，他们就站立。
On the outside, it looked so ceremonial.
在外面看很像一个仪式。
And Moses would enter in.
摩西就会进到里边。
And Joshua, his helper, would be there.
约书亚他的助理也会在旁边。
And the Bible tells us that the Lord would speak to him as a man speaks to his friend.
圣经说，神与摩西对话就像朋友和朋友说话一样。
Now how is that?
怎么会这样呢？
Well, when we read on about their conversation,
当我们看到他们之间的对话，
it's a man speaking to a friend sounds very much like an old married couple who knew each other so well.
这种朋友之间的对话好像像老夫老妻他们之间的对话一样。
It's a very interesting dialogue.
很有意思的对话。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Moses said to the Lord, See, thou dost say to me, bring up this people! Exclamation point. But thou thyself hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Moreover, thou hast said, I have known you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy sight, let me know thy ways, that I may know thee. So that I may find favor in thy sight.
第十二节，摩西对耶和华说：“你吩咐我说，将这百姓领上去，英文里面有叹号，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按你的名认识你，你在我眼前也蒙了恩。我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩。求你想到这名是你的名。”
So what we see here, brothers and sisters, is they were close.
所以你看到他们关系很亲密。
Moses would talk to him.
摩西会跟他讲。
Moses would remind him of things that are true.
摩西会提醒他什么是重要的。
And the Lord would respond to him.
我们的主神也会回复他。
It was completely reverent.
非常是有关联的。
But it was extremely honest.
但是非常诚实的。
And Moses would tell him what he wanted.
摩西跟他讲他所要的。
What journeys these had been on together.
那是何等他们俩他们在一起是何等的经历。
They had love and reverence in their in Moses' friendship with God.
在摩西与神的友谊当中有爱也有敬畏。
And we remember at the end of Moses' life.
那我们知道在摩西的一生的末了。
When they came to Mount Pisgah.
在皮士加 比什加那山上,
and Moses' life had been laid down for his friend.
摩西的生命为他的朋友舍掉了,
and that's capital F.
那是当时那个大写,
he had really laid down his life.
他真是为他舍掉,
and they came to the mountain.
他来到那个山上,
and before the mountain, before Moses' eyes, were all the things that he had dreamed of for the Lord.
定规的那些应许的地，he saw
the north，
他看到北边，
he saw the south，
看到南边，
and he saw the west，
他看到西边，
and he saw the east，
也看到东边。And
when he saw all of this，
他看到这所有的地方，
he was told that you cannot enter into the land，
但是他却被告诉说你不能进到这地。This
this servant，
这个仆人，
he knew his God so well。
他认识他的神,
he laid down his life for his friend.
但是他为他的朋友而舍命。
Now when they had this interaction in verse in chapter 33, Moses asked for something.
在33章这个对话里边, 摩西要求一些事情。
It's what friends ask for.
是朋友之间的那种要求。
He asked the Lord, show me your ways.
他要求神来指示他的道路。
We know from the Bible that his ways are unfathomable.
我们知道圣经里面说神的道路是不能测度的。
But Moses wanted to know.
但是摩西要知道。
Moses wanted to know the outward expression of the Lord's heart.
摩西要知道神心里的事情怎么在外边能够得以发表。
How the Lord did things.
神是怎么来做工的?
How the Spirit would move if we spoke in New Testament terms.
或者用圣经新约的话来说, 这个圣灵是怎么做工的?
He wanted to know God's ways.
他要知道神的道路。
Because
因为,
if we know God's ways,
我们知道神的道路的话,
he said, that I may know you.
我们就可以认识你。
Now it is the longing of a friend.
就是一个朋友的一个渴慕,
to know his friend.
来认识他的朋友。
And Moses wanted to know him.
摩西要认识他。
And the Lord said that I will go with you.
神就说, 我要和你同行。
And I will give you rest.
我要给你安息。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
this is the desire of a friend's heart.
这个是一个朋友的心里的渴慕。
I want to know you.
我要认识你。
I don't want to know about you.
我不想知道关乎你的事情。
I don't want someone else to tell me what they know about you.
我不想让别人告诉他们他所认识关乎你的事情。
I want to find you out.
我要亲自来察觉你。
You know, and at some point after we're saved,
在我们得救之后的某一段时间,
we realize that this is one of the great purposes of life.
这是我们就会察觉，这是我们生命当中一个极大的一个旨意，一个目的。
We begin to realize that going through life just knowing what to do,
我们知道经，我们走过生命，我们知道我们要做什么,
or how to live,
如何来生活,
or to be saved,
怎么来得救,
there's something missing.
好像缺一点东西。
We want to know him.
我们要认识他,
especially after we're saved.
特别是我们得救以后,
because after we're saved, we start to realize that there is a life in him.
我们得救以后, 我们发现在他里边有生命,
that it can't be found anywhere else.
在别处找不到这样的生命。
I want to know your ways.
我要知道你的道路。
Show me your ways.
只是给我你的道路。
That I may know you.
我就可以来认识你。
This is the heart of a friend.
这是一个朋友的一个心思。
It is true.
是真实的。
I want to know you as you are.
我要完全的来认识你。
When I met my daughter Lily,
当我第一次见到我的收养的女儿Lily的时候,
I had heard about her.
我听说过她。
I knew how much she weighed.
我知道她体重多少。
How tall she was.
有多高。
I had a whole assortment of papers about her.
关于她的这小女孩文件有一大堆。
But when I met her,
当我见到她,
and now that I've lived with her,
我和她生活,
you can't describe her in those terms.
你不能用那些纸上一些的话来形容她。
She is so lovely to me.
他对我来说真是很可爱的一个。
You can't write them down.
你不可能用一些字文字来写出来。
And nobody else could tell me.
别人没有人任何其他人能告诉我。
You know, every dad knows when you have had a long day and your daughter comes and gives you a hug.
你知道你作为父亲，你在工作一天忙得很累很辛苦，然后回到家里，你的女儿给你一个拥抱。
It's real.
那是真实的。
And it's close.
那是很亲密的。
So brothers and sisters, the friends.
弟兄姐妹们，这个朋友。
We want to know him.
我们要认识他。
In a real way.
在一个真实的来认识他。
Not just descriptive.
不是只说一些形容词而已。
We want to know him close.
我们要真实的来认识他。
I have a pair of patients that at my work.
在我工作里边有两个病人。
And they come to see me together.
他们一起有一次他们一起来看我。
And they've been married a long time.
他们结婚很长时间了。
And it's so funny to watch them.
看他们就很搞笑。
The wife will say, "You got to show him that thing on your leg."
那妻子就说对丈夫说你要给他看你腿上那个东西。
And he says, "There's nothing on my leg."
丈夫就说我腿上什么都没有。
He says, no, it's right there."
那就说你就在你腿上那儿。
He says, "No, it's not there."
那根本不在那儿。
And then I look and lo and behold, it's right there.
然后我再看，的确就在那个地方。
I say, "You know, sir, it's right there."
就的确在那个地方。
Oh, it is right there.
是没错。
This is why it's okay. And then we talk.
然后我们开始谈话。
But you know this relationship.
那你看这个关系。
I long for the day that the Lord would say to me, you know, you've got this little blemish in your life.
我是主会跟我们讲，你看你生命有这么多的瑕疵。
And I might say, Lord, it's not there.
我就跟主说，主没有这么回事。
And he said, yeah, it is there.
我们主说，的确在那。
No, it's not there.
不在那边。
And he shines a light on it.
然后他拿一个光就照到那里。
Oh, it is there.
的确是在那里。
What are we going to do about it?
我们该怎么做呢？
And he's a great physician.
他是大的医生。
We're going to cut it out.
医生要把它砍掉。
But you see, brothers and sisters,
你看弟兄姐妹们，
it's this relationship.
那是一个关系。
Where we know him.
我们来认识他。
And he can have a liberty to tell us things.
他可以自由的来指教我们。
And there's no sense of hurt feelings.
感情也不会是得到受到伤害。
We can know him.
我们可以来认识他。
He has shown us his ways.
他把他的道路来指示给我们。
He has shown us what he is doing.
他告诉他所做的事情。
And so we are his friends.
所以我们是他的朋友。
Finally, brothers and sisters, a short example.
最后一个短小的例子。
But a really precious example.
非常宝贝的一个例子。
Is in John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
Now, John chapter 3, we're very familiar with verse 30.
约翰福音第三章第三十节我们很熟悉。
But verse 29 is very special.
但是二十九节非常特别。
He who has the bride is the bridegroom.
新娶 29. 娶新妇就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着。
But the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. And so this joy of mine has been...made full.
新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。
He must increase, but I must decrease.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
So John the Baptist had a ministry.
施洗约翰有一个使命。
He was baptizing.
来施洗。
And one day his disciples came to him.
有一天他的使徒来到他面前。
And said, "The one who was with you over on the Jordan, beyond the Jordan."
在约旦河那一边，你的那些的朋友，
He is baptizing,
他也在那边来施洗。
And everyone is going to him.
所有的人都去了他那边。
And then John reminded them,
约翰就提醒他们。
I told you that I am not the Christ.
我跟你们讲过，我不是基督。
I have been sent before him.
我是被在他之前受差遣的。
And then he gives this precious testimony of his own life.
他给他自己生命这个宝贝的见证。
He says of himself.
他关乎他自己，他这么说。
Or he says first of the Lord, he who has the bride is the bridegroom.
他说直到主，他说娶新妇的就是新郎。
But the friend of the bridegroom.
但是新郎的朋友。
Who stands and hears him.
站着听见新郎的声音。
Rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice.
听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐。
And here's a wonderful picture.
这个很美好一个图画。
Of the friend of the bridegroom.
新郎的朋友。
This is how John saw himself.
约翰就这么来看他自己。
Nobody looks at the friend of the bridegroom.
没有人其他人看他是新郎的朋友。
The bridegroom is all and in all.
这个新郎是 充满万有所充满的那一位。
And the friend of the bridegroom is to his side.
新郎的朋友就站在他旁边。
And he hears the bridegroom's voice.
他听到新郎的声音。
And John said, John the Baptist said,
施洗约翰就说
And I've heard his voice.
我听到了他的声音。
And so the joy of mine has been made full.
我的喜乐我的喜乐就满足了。
The prophecy of the bridegroom.
新郎的关乎新郎的预言
the Lord had used the same words to describe himself.
主用同样的话来形容他自己
When John's disciples came to him because John's disciples were fasting.
当约翰的使徒他们在那边这个禁食当他们来到他面前的时候
And the Lord's disciples were not fasting.
主的使徒没有禁食
The Lord said, while the bridegroom is with them, the attendants of the bridegroom cannot fast.
当新郎在的时候那些服侍新郎的人就不应该禁食
And so John was saying,
约翰就说
I am the friend of the bridegroom.
我是新郎的朋友
And that I can hear his voice.
我听到了他的声音
My joy has been made full.
我的喜乐就满足了
I will lay down my life for my friend.
我要为我的朋友来舍命
The friend of the bridegroom longs for the bridegroom's heart.
新郎的朋友渴慕新郎的那颗心
He is longing for his bride to be made ready, the bridegroom's bride.
他渴慕新郎的心腹得以装饰
The fulfilling of his heart.
来满足他的心。
And we all know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，我们都知道。
That John may start out the friend of the bridegroom.
约翰一开始就是从新郎的朋友开始。
But we are also living stones.
但是我们也是一个活石。
Being built up into the bride.
来建在这个新郎的里面。
You know, I love weddings.
我很喜欢参加婚礼。
And when the bride comes in,
当新娘进来的时候
we all stand up.
我们都站起来
Well, I think one day, brothers and sisters,
我想有一天弟兄姐妹
The bride will be made ready.
当新妇装饰整齐
The bridegroom's joy will be made full.
那新郎的喜乐就满足了
Our vantage point will be in the bride.
我们的目光是在这个新娘上面
Maybe all the host of heaven will stand.
也许天上所有的一切被造之物都要站起来
This day is coming.
那一天要来了
And the friends of the bridegroom,
新郎的朋友
we long for this day.
我们渴慕这一天
We are in the bride.
我们是那个新娘
But when John wrote this,
当约翰来写的时候
the friend of the bridegroom loved to hear the bridegroom's voice.
新郎的朋友要听到新郎的声音
It is a great privilege.
是一个极大的特权
And when we can know his heart,
当我们可以认识他心思的时候
we can share in the joy with him.
我们可以来分享他的喜乐
Now, brothers and sisters, in these days,
弟兄姐妹在这段日子
in 2017,
2017年
I think just like you, I will be going back to work.
我要回去工作
And these days are hard.
工作那段时间不容易。
We have very little strength to make it through.
我们的能力真是很有限来过这样的日子。
May we remember that the Lord longs to walk with us.
我们要记得我们的主渴望与我们同行。
Eternity come down.
永远降到我们身上。
To a moment to walk with us.
来降到时间的那一刻与我们在一起。
To remind us eternity.
来提醒我们永远。
And to remind us a purpose.
来提醒我们那个旨意。
May we have a longing in our heart.
愿我们心里边有这一个也有这样一个渴慕。
That his purpose may be fulfilled.
他的旨意可以得到完全。
In our lives.
在我们的生命当中。
May we have a longing in our heart that he might show us his ways.
愿我们心中有一个渴慕，可以看到他的道路。
So that we might know him.
我们可以来认识他。
And may we have a joy in our hearts.
愿我们心里边有这样的喜乐。
Because of the voice of the bridegroom in our life.
因为新郎的声音在我们生命当中。
Thankful that the Lord has put us together.
感谢主把我们放在一起。
In the body of Christ.
放在基督的身体里面。
That we might know this wonderful Lord.
我们可以认识这一位。奇妙的主
high as the heavens above,
像天那么高
and yet with us every day,
却与我们每天同行
He's one Lord,
一个主
and the God of glory,
荣耀的神
came down,
降到地上
to be with us,
与我们同行
He is our friend,
他是我们的朋友
and we worship him,
我们敬拜他
Let's pray,
我们祷告
Lord, we thank you for your ways.
主，我们感谢你的道路。
We thank you for your work.
也感谢你的工作。
And we pray, Lord, that you would have a people searching for you.
主，我们求我们有一个民，那在那边来寻求你。
Lord, give us a longing for more.
主啊，求你给我们有一个渴慕的心，更多来认识你。
We thank you, Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
And we worship you.
我们赞美你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.